Our guest today is Perry Carrico. Perry is from Springfield. He grew up in Springfield, and he went to the prep, and that's what we're talking about today, our experiences with St. Joe Prep, and then the experiences that we've had and Perry's had in throughout his life. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You look good.
I feel good.
How's life been?
Been great. It's been great. I've been very, very fortunate. Yeah.
50 years seems like such a long time, but it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not.
And it gets shorter.
It sure does. And we realize as we get older that we only have so much time left to do things.
That's right.
And we got to do them right.
Yes, you do. You find that out as you get older.
Tell us about, let's just talk about the prep, St. Joe Prep a little bit.
All right.
And you came over every day on a
right.
bus, probably.
Yes.
Driven by Charlie Hayden.
Charlie Hayden.
Who'll be our guest later.
Yeah. We had the bus all 4 years I was there. J.R. Montgomery drove it 1 year, Phil Sims.
I remember them.
And Charlie drove it 2 years.
Okay.
Can you imagine a high school kid driving a bus today?
No. I'm not getting away with it.
No. And one of the things that we all remember was the snow days.
Yes.
Of course, everybody wanted to stop when it saw that first flake. And it was the driver's decision whether he would go or not.
Yeah.
But our drivers very seldom ever missed a day.
Well,
but they caught heck over it.
They did, yeah. We, you know, I'm sure we had snow back then, but I just don't remember it.
Well, you didn't pay as much attention when you were young.
Did, you know, we got on the bus, and I think Mr. Hayden here in town, one of the Haydens,
mm-hmm.
not spelled the way Charlie spelled his name,
yeah.
was our bus driver, and we'd go to school.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the times when we played sports, you had to hitchhike home because the bus had already gone.
That reminds me, one night after something, and it could have been after, maybe after wrestling
mm-hmm.
class or wrestling coaching, I had to hitchhike home, and we lived 2.5 miles out of town on the road to Samuels, to Deesville.
Mm-hmm.
Shepherdsville Road is what it was called.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I decided I was going to run. And this had to have been in my sophomore year, I guess. It could have been in the fall of my, it could have been the spring or something, in the fall rather, of the junior year. But I ran all the way home, and I felt good.
Really?
And I wasn't beat up. And I went out for track with Brother Stock.
Oh, I remember Brother Stock.
Yes.
He tried to get me go out to track, and I told him, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
So I went out there the first day, and he said, won't you try the 440?
Yes.
I had never ran the 440 in my life. And I thought it was a sprint or whatever, and I went. And when I got through, I went straight into the dressing room, and I said, if I ever catch my breath, I'll never be out there again. And I didn't. That was my end of my track.
I ran the 440.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was brutal, but it was a tough race. You had to go almost top speed all the time.
Yeah, but you didn't start with the 440, though. You built up to it, I think,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah, oh, yes. Did the 440 with a mile relay and then the 220, which was a half-mile relay.
Yeah.
Remember my first race that was at Bellarmine?
Mm-hmm.
And I would have been a junior. And was it Downey? Was he
yes.
a senior?
Yes.
And he ran. And I think I started out okay. But then at some point, I think it was that race, I heard the bells on somebody's feet. Downey was out in front somewhere.
Oh.
I wasn't behind me at all. And some black dude passed me up, you know. And at the end of the race, I had never felt so beat up in my life. I just, it was amazing. You get used to doing it after a while, and it's a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah.
You had a really good sports career at the prep, didn't you?
Yeah, we enjoyed sports. I played a lot of sports.
Yes.
Played all three, golf, basketball, and football.
Yeah. But we remember you probably mostly from football, do we?
Well, I know I had a few trophies in basketball.
Did you?
Yeah. I really liked basketball better than I did football.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all right, I wouldn't.
Weren't you? You were the quarterback.
Yes.
You quarterback senior year or junior and senior? Or?
I was quarterback the whole time except I got my senior year. I got hurt.
Oh.
And John Talbot took
sure.
over, And when I got, it took me about 3 weeks to get over it, and he put me at halfback. John okay. stayed at quarterback.
All right.
And Charlie always said it took me 3 years to throw him a touchdown pass. Yeah. John threw it the first game.
Where is Johnny now? Do you know?
You know, I've heard, but I can't remember. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I've thought about him a lot, but I've...
Yep. He and Leo, which I think Leo is still around.
Yes, yes. He still works with his brother, Jimmy.
Okay, which is younger than
Yes, those. Jimmy's a psychiatrist. Uh-huh. And Leo is very active in St. Joseph Church. I think he's a deacon, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? Yeah.
I think I'm right on that.
Well, this was pretty much a Catholic town back then.
Yes, it is. Well, it still is,
still
I think.
Still is, is it?
I think so.
And Springfield.
Yes. Yes, it is, too.
Very Roman Catholic.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you remember most about the brothers?
The brothers? You know, I think being fair, I saw several boys get punched a little, but I never saw one that didn't get punched that didn't deserve it, including myself. Yeah. And I got my share.
Somebody would always come along and knock me on the top of the head. It could have been Father Willett, though, in grade school. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, I was a little so-and-so at times.
Yeah, but, you know, you could talk to them like a regular students, you know.
Sure.
you never had to worry about what you said, and I just like being around them.
Yeah, Don Parrish and I were talking the other day, and Don has the bookstore here in town.
Mm-hmm.
He used to have a concrete company with his dad, Ray Parrish.
Yeah,
and he thinks the education we got then, and this was in 1956 to 1960, is equivalent to a pretty decent college education today. You know,
really?
we worked pretty hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, we took Latin, and we took all the math things, you know, all those things, and all the other English with Brother Augustine.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yes.
Any of the brothers stand out? Brother Giles, we're going to be talking to also.
Yeah.
Almost the only one left.
Well, of course, you know, we were around Brother Giles more. He was the coach of the golf team, so I saw him all the time. And that's how I passed French, was betting him on the coffee.
<That's great. laughs>
And Brother Gary, you remember him?
Of course.
And
did he teach a math subject? What did he teach, Brother Gary? Or was it Latin?
Latin. Yeah, he taught Latin. Yeah, yeah.
I remember the first class.
Yeah.
And, you know, our class was divided into A, B, and C.
Right.
It was in B, and B took the same stuff as A, I think, but maybe we were a little slower.
Yeah.
And then there was C that didn't have to take everything we took, but took things like biology, which I wish we had to have taken.
Yeah.
And in that class, Brother Gary said, do you think Bardstown is a unique town? And I said, sure. You know, I jumped right out there. And he said, you know, if we break unique down, it's uni, unus, and equus, which is one horse.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the beginning of that class. Well, there's Brother Gary, Brother Augustine, taught us English.
Brother Hugo.
Oh,
yeah.
That
was
him.
Science, wasn't it? Chemistry?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you remember any experiences in camp?
Yeah. It seems like to me that he caught me looking at another paper one time. And he was pretty stern about that. He didn't. That wasn't one of his better things.
No, no. I remember the class because I blew up more things than anybody.
Oh, yeah.
I had more explosions. I know at one point something blew up and burned a hole in my jacket.
Oh, really?
Because we all wore shirt and ties and coat and ties.
Yeah.
You know, I think things like that help set us up for the life, you know, what we had to do and made ourselves presentable.
Yeah, but you know, that tie, I don't think I ever changed the knot.
Really? I remember. I quit wearing ties pretty much in 1985 when I left United Way in New York City and then further up into Connecticut. And I was with a few clients. Then after that, watches and ties went away.
Yeah, well,
you know?
I don't like ties either. Never wore very many. But in my business, being the dry cleaning business.
Yes, oh, that's right.
Yeah, but I cleaned a lot of them, didn't wear.
That's what you did. What did you do? You went from the prep to...
I went to prep, and I went to
St. Catherine
Junior College.
Yes.
I graduated from there, and then I went to the service, National Guard, for 6 years.
What'd you do there? 56, maybe? I mean, 60?
Probably 62 or 3.
All right.
About 63.
Yeah.
And I did go to a school in Silver Springs, Maryland, for a few months, a dry cleaning school.
Okay.
Came back, went to work for my dad.
What'd you do in the Army?
I was a cook.
Were you?
Yeah. I was into cook school and then became a clerk.
Really? I know we'll probably repeat this a number of times. Because did you have to go to Vietnam?
No. Yeah. I was lucky.
Well, you were fortunate.
Yes, I was. You know, very fortunate.
I know some boys from here.
Yes, I do too.
Over here. Thanks, Kim.
Yeah.
Thanks. Went and lost their lives.
Yes,
I happen
did.
To have. I got my commission at Fort Knox, and I happened to end up at Army headquarters over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a really good staff. My boss was gone most of the time. Mm-hmm. And I got to run the Army's newspaper. I published the
Army
newspaper and did a bunch of other stuff over there that nobody else had done.
Mm.
And I think part of that and part of getting out there in front of things probably came not just from background and family,
mm-hmm.
but it came, again, I think, from St. Joe Prep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, we worked and we learned, and it worked for us.
You know, one thing you learn from them that I think most of us still realize is right from wrong.
Yeah.
You know, just simple.
Yes. Yes.
Right from wrong.
Yes.
And if you were wrong, you knew you did it wrong. Sometimes they let you know, too.
Yes, I'm sure they did. Let's see, what else? Who, remember some of the fellows we went to school with? You mentioned Charlie Hayden.
Yeah.
Who else comes
to
mind?
Height. Yeah, I think he died right before our 30th.
Mike. Michael?
Michael Height, right,
Mickey,
right.
Mickey Height.
Mickey Height, yes. Height, that's right,
yes.
Right. Gerald Clemens.
Of
I don't
course.
Remember him. He's yes. my cousin.
Okay.
Yes, and I had trouble with several subjects, and Jerry would always help me.
Oh.
And he and I were pretty close. So every morning I come in, if I had any homework trouble, he would help me with it. And Jerry would always say, I got a higher grade in homework than he did. And it made him mad.
Yeah, you know, even though a lot of us, you stuck around.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of us, especially the boarders.
Yes.
Certainly moved back to wherever, moved through all the their lives. And a number mm-hmm. of us left Bardstown because it was a small community. We have other things to do. We went to college in various
yeah.
places and so on. Forgot where I was going to go with that, but we made good. Our friends, our classmates, were real important to us.
Yes, yes,
know?
They were.
Yeah, I remember Mike Day,
mm-hmm.
you know Mike and Mike
yeah.
Mayer.
Yeah,
Mike Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and I, because I wrestled and I couldn't go out for spring football, and mm-hmm. I wanted to play football for some reason.
Yeah.
I wasn't very tall.
Yeah.
I was strong, but I wasn't very big, and. I couldn't go out for it, and I said, they wouldn't, who was, it wasn't Stoll. Who,
Perry?
Perry,
yeah,
Perry,
yeah.
Coach Perry, and I couldn't do it. So I said, okay, I'll do something else, and Mike yeah. and I and someone, a young freshman, started the cheerleading group.
And we oh, went really?
All, it's that way we went to all the games, and we cheered you guys.
Oh, up. I remember you all
yeah,
cheering.
Yeah, we were, I think, saddle shoes and yeah. white pants and probably a letter sweater.
Do you remember Dykel?
Yeah.
You know, he died recently.
No.
Yes.
No.
He was in Louisville. He taught. He coached a grade school
oh.
Team for several years
yeah.
in Louisville. Yes. He was a nice fellow.
Well, there were a lot of nice fellows. Something that Charlie Hayden wants us to talk about, and you may be more up to speed on mm-hmm. this, is a tip of the cap to St. Joe Prep.
Yes, yes.
Tell us
yes.
about that.
Well, I think what he's trying to do is raise money for the retirement of the brothers. You know, they did do a lot for us,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are getting up in years like we are, I guess.
They're further along.
Yeah,
right? At least
yeah,
10 or 12
yeah.
years older. If they're
well, and, you know, they didn't have a chance to make the money that some of us were fortunate enough
yes.
to have,
yeah.
and they need help. And so they're trying to raise money that way, and they're asking everybody or as many alumni to buy caps. I think they're
$25.
$25.
And no doubt they're the best caps.
Oh, yes.
Get, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Made in America.
Yes, yes.
Probably
and,
around Chicago.
Somewhere around there. And but they're also asking if you want to give a little more as a little donation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're trying to set a goal of around $5,000.
That's what Charlie told me.
Yeah.
I know he and I will talk about more of that mm-hmm. tomorrow. He says here you can go online to www.stjoeprep.com. Our reunion is the last weekend of June, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about, as you remember, what we're all doing that weekend.
Well, I know we're going to Gethsemane.
Yes.
I guess that would be a Saturday, right?
I think so.
And they're having dinner Saturday night at the Criso. Is that the way you pronounce it? I think so.
It's where the Arco used to
be. Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. The radio station used to be at the Melody.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then, of course, they're having Mass Sunday, and they're having a little to do after Mass.
And there's we're all gathering at Don Parrish's in
Jesus. Oh, yes, yes, that's right.
Friday night for a cocktail party.
Yeah. And we did that last time.
Did you?
Yes, and you'll have to. His house is really unique.
It's right on Flagey, isn't it?
Yes, but it's really different.
Why is that?
Well, it's old.
Yes.
Really old.
Yeah.
And what they've done to it is
really.
Yeah.
It's you know, that's what brought us back to Kentucky, where we were living, because we were living up in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been on the East Coast for 20 years and moved to Milwaukee and married the love of my life from Louisville from 1970. And we found a home. We found a home that was built in 1820 that was a log home that grew over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's outside of Paris, Kentucky. And that's why we are there. We knew we wanted to be someplace, but it's the home that took us there.
Yeah, yeah. Paris has a nice golf course there. I've played it a few times.
Have you? At Houston Acres?
Houston Oaks.
Oh, Houston Oaks, yes.
Yeah, yes. It's very nice.
The Charlie was saying he envies me, and I said, why? Because I couldn't figure that one out. And he says, because you live near Paris.
Oh.
It's a good little town.
Yes, it's a pretty town. It's a beautiful drive from Lexington.
Oh, isn't it, though?
Yes.
You know, not that it's important. They're going to extend that road on over toward Carlisle, where we live, and on up toward Maysville.
Yeah.
So it should be beautiful.
Yeah.
Sure. So let's get back to the prep.
Okay.
Okay. What did you do with your life? You know, what did you do after you finished... After you finished the service, I guess, and you went back over to Springfield. Yeah.
Well, got married to my wife, Anna.
Anna.
And we dated almost all the way through high school, off and on.
Yeah. And she was a
Leachman. Yes.
Leachman.
Yes. Her father worked there at the bank, local bank. And as I say, I became a partner about 6 or 7 years after I got out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two partners, and one of them is still involved in it. And when I was 62, I retired and sold it to my son, Jimbo.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
So he's our third generation.
Wow.
Dry cleaner.
Yes.
And they're in approximately 11 counties now.
Really?
They have a little uniform rental company and linen company.
Terrific.
Too. So they're doing okay, not getting rich, but...
Doing okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's today that's just real important.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, money's not everything.
No, it isn't.
No.
It's quality of life.
That's right.
And the life you find in these small towns in Kentucky, it's just great.
That's great.
You know,
yeah, it is.
Great. You knew everybody you wanted to know.
That's right.
And they knew you, too. Yeah. You probably couldn't get away with much.
Yeah. I have 8 grandchildren.
Do you?
Yeah. One of them is had their first birthday the other day, and the other one the day after was 21. She had her 21st birthday.
Really?
Yes. So they're scattered quite a bit. She lives in San Antonio, and the other one lives in Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
So my kids are scattered. I have one that's retired from the service, the Air Force.
Okay.
And he's working in Kuwait for the federal government. So...
Did you get involved in the community much over there?
Yes, I did. I was in the Rotary Club and the Chamber of Commerce all the St. Catherine alumni.
Of course.
Was on that.
That school's come along, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
It's got a pretty good leader, doesn't it?
Yes, he does. Mr. Houston. Yes, he's done
a
great job. Great job. Their enrollment is about 700 or 800 now. When I went to school there, it was barely 200.
Yes.
But they did that in a very short time.
Yeah, did they?
Yeah, and they built a dorm and then built onto it, built a science building, getting ready to build another building.
Mm-hmm.
They've done real well.
I think that brings us full circle almost, you know. Education is so important.
That's right.
Know? And whether our parents helped us or whether whatever or we were scholarshiped or whatever,
right.
You know, no matter how we got it and no matter how you get it, education is so important, parent.
Right. I agree with you. That along with our faith, and I was lucky enough to have both Catholic education from grade all the way through college.
Yeah, me too. I went to the University of Dayton.
Yeah, so I feel very fortunate.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
We'll see you at the weekend.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it.
Bye now.
Bye.